such heroic nonsense.
Welcome to Heroic Nonsense. I'm Chris.
I'm Heather.
And I'm Jason.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm dropping the J now.
That's good. But you're putting a Y.
Yeah, but I changed my mind. I'm going to go back to Jason. And I'm Jason.
Okay.
It was short-lived, but you know what? Sometimes you got to try on the clothing to see if it fits. And yeah. That one, a little too tight. A little too tight. I'm tight enough as it is. So did we have a good weekend? I guess is my big question. We didn't get to talk about this yet.
Did we have a good weekend? Well, I didn't do too much. We didn't do too much. We stuck around the house for the most part. Getting ready to move is such a stressful thing. That's all that's been on our mind, aside from doing our YouTube stuff and going to work. But it's been trying, man. I just can't wait until we're in the final stretch of moving. It feels like you have to go through all of these ups and downs in order to get to the final, like, okay, now we are moving. Now we have to pack all of our stuff up and go. Getting there really, really sucks. And right now we're in the phase of the people who are buying our home want things to be done before the sale is final, you know, next month. So we're trying to get everything ready and done for them, the things that they wanted. We're getting there, and things are working out pretty well, but boy, it's a headache.
I just would toss money at it. That's what I did. I remember when we sold our old house, there were a couple things they requested to do, and I did, like, some things, but then when it came to certain things, I'm just like, what if we just give them money, and they can go do it themselves? And my realtor is like, oh, that might work. We'll go present it to them. I'm like, all right, just say however much that would cost us, we'll give them cash for. How about that? All right. And you know what? It worked.
So it just so
there
happened
certain things. I'm like, do you want me to do it or do you want me to give you the cash to do it? And then you could do it right because I'm going to put some duct tape on it. Yeah. I repaired a trash can today, by the way. There was a hole that squirrels had eaten in the top of it. And I found my duct tape and I put some nice duct tape on there.
Hey,
so now I
you.
Have a trash can lid again.
You did good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
so what I did to the railing. I made a duct tape railing for my old house.
So we're going through all the ins and outs of that, and so far we've completed everything. We're not going to have to kick money back their way.
Hopefully.
And to be honest with you, that's kind of the angle we were going, but it seemed like they really wanted it to be done so when they move in, it was completed. And I get that because I feel the same way about moving into a new home. I want things to be done as well. So we're actually renting our current house for a week while we have a bunch of work done at our new house. So we'll have this kind of in-betweener kind of a thing happening. Okay. We're putting all new floor inside of our home, and it's going to be crazy. I'm hoping they can do it rather quickly, so the rest of that week will be dedicated to moving in. But we'll see what happens.
What kind of flooring are you getting? I mean, did they have, like, carpeting, and then you're putting hardwood on top of the carpet?
No. So they actually had, like, a vinyl floor.
Vinyl.
And the vinyl floor is horrible. It's been there. It looks like it's been there for maybe 20 plus years.
It's just in the whole house or just, are you talking about the kitchen?
The entire house. The exact same floor in the entire house.
Besides the bathrooms. The bathrooms are tile.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So That's not good.
No. Floors are a huge thing for us, though. Like, I mean, you just don't want a crappy floor.
No. Crap on the floor at all.
Right, exactly. Right.
It wasn't like, I remember when we looked at houses years and years ago, the weird things you would see, like carpeting in a bathroom.
Oof.
What?
Like
my dad's house had that originally.
Like near the bathtub, there's like carpet. Yeah. And like
why?
Carpet.
Why would anybody think that's a good idea?
The worst place to do that. Well, I don't like having my feet cold, so I'd rather just have mildew just live in there and kill me slowly.
That is the most insane friggin' thing I think I've ever heard. Carpet,
yeah, it's not like having a rug floor around a toilet or, you know, next to the, like, a bath mat. You're just talking about wall-to-wall carpeting in the bathroom next to a tub or a shower. It's gross.
So carpet on a kitchen even sounds weird to me. Like, I wonder if people do that.
Yeah, I've seen. So when we first looked for houses, like back in 2004, 2005, there was a lot of foreclosures happening and a lot of like a lot of repossessions and everything. And the things that you would walk it, we would walk into a house and there was no power. So we could, there's no electricity. It's the middle of summer. And it's like, I'm like, oh, this place smells really bad and it's not going to smell any better when it's not 100 degrees in here. So no, we're not buying this place. Or you just walk in and like the ceiling has holes in it because the pipes have been ripped out. And these aren't in like, these weren't in like really bad neighborhoods or anything. I'm just like, what the hell's going on? And they're just like, oh, here's, we went into this one basement. I remember in particular, these people were like, we called them bathroom freaks because it was like listed as a 2-bedroom, 4-bathroom. And I'm like, what that, this is weird. Let's take a look. So they had like a bathroom upstairs, a bathroom in the basement. But there was like several rooms in there. One of them had a toilet and a shower. The other one had a urinal and a toilet.
What?
It was weird. And they had all these like weird asbestos clown tiles on the floor with a bar. And it was the most bizarre, but we call it the pee freak house because of the weird bathroom.
Is it possible that it was used commercially instead of as a home?
No, I think the whoever had it, I think, wanted to pretend they were a bar. And they're just like, hey, we'll have a men's room and a ladies room. But like the right. one that had the toilet and the shower didn't have a sink. The other one had the urinal, the toilet, and a sink. So what? I'm just like, what? I guess you can't wash your hands in the other one? Like, what's, or you got to take a shower after you pee?
That is really bizarre.
Yeah, that was a weird house. Like, we didn't buy that one.
Luckily,
I wish you did.
No, it would have been awful. I would have been murdered in there by the toilet demons.
No, by the weird clowns.
The clowns would have risen up like from the ground, like you know, the T-1000 when he goes to kill the security guard. That's how the clown would just rise up. Ugh. And then just stick me with a. And I'd be like, oh, full house, oh, got a coffee cup. You know, that's what it would have been. But anyway, go ahead.
So there's nothing in our in a new house that like struck me as like odd or
me.
Weird.
Yeah, there was something that struck me as weird, but luckily it's not like a structural thing. It's just how they have it set up. They have a weird movie room.
Oh yeah, they do. They do.
It's
yeah,
so
right
weird.
That.
I'll have to send you a picture after this. So they're don't
what?
Oh okay. So what was I attached doing? To the kitchen, there's like a there's like a bar in the kitchen, but then like a dining room further out. And behind the dining room table against the wall, there's like 3 different sets of French doors, like 2 or 3 sets of French doors. I don't know why these people need so many frickin' doors. But in front of these doors, so this particular part of the room, it's so hard to explain. It's not the kitchen and it's not the dining room. The kitchen and dining room are wide, but there's no kitchen anymore. And this is an extension of the dining room, but it's skinnier. It's maybe like 10 feet wide. Mm-hmm. So there's these French doors behind what I'm talking about. And then there's a wall. Hold on. Okay. So there's the French doors here.
I'm so lost. I'm buying this house and I have no idea what the hell you're
talking
about.
There's French doors here.
Okay. You're saying here, but you got to say, like, where are they? Is people are listening to this.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is bad. So there's French doors on one side. This room's only about 10 feet wide. So there's French doors on one side and then there's a wall on the other. There is a large-ish screen TV on the wall without French doors, and then about 2 or 3 feet between the French doors, and then these weird movie chairs.
Hmm. Yeah, so I don't know. They had like 2 movie rooms. It was weird.
The movie chairs are like just a couple feet in front of this television, and it's just really weird. It's just a really weird spot to have it, and the chairs are way too close to the TV, and the chairs are also semi-blocking the door.
Are they taking the chairs though?
I hope so.
They're taking
but,
all that shit.
But it's just
yeah.
weird. Oh, okay. Like it gave me a really weird vibe when we walked in. I didn't like it.
Yeah, they were cock blocking the living room or the dining room.
Were they going to leave? Are they leaving you their pornography collection?
No, they actually have a danger room there. where they have like whips and chains and stuff like that. So that's kind of cool.
Oh, I thought it was just a room you went into to listen to Kenny Loggins really loud.
Oh,
halfway to the danger zone. And like you just crank it up and the rest of the house can't hear it. And you just like fist punch dancing like, yeah. Because if you haven't considered it yet, that movie room, make that the Kenny Loggins, the K-Log danger room.
The K-Log danger room.
Yeah, that's the K-Log danger room. Oh, what do you do in here? Is this in case there's like a nuclear bomb? No, it's just where you want to listen to Danger Zone. Idiot.
So the house is fantastic. It's like 2,500 square feet on the downstairs floor. So there's a lot of room. There's a lot of room upstairs. And then we've talked about this before, but there's like another room tucked away at the top in the top level. That's sort of like the attic area for Max and my son to play around in. So the house is perfectly set up for us. No basement, thank God. Because if you guys know anything about us, for a while we had some water issues in our basement. We have since fixed them. I just did not want to go to another house with another basement with water issues.
Jason.
There is no basement.
No, none. All. It's on a slab. I love it. I told Chris before really buying this house. That's really... No. Oh, are you talking about the...
I look at the pictures you just sent me. They're very nice.
Look at the weird TV.
That's not weird.
It is weird, Jason.
It is not. That is not weird. It's,
look
I mean,
at the
it's
location
smaller...
of the chairs.
All right, it's a smaller room, but you have to give room for them to recline. I could see what they were doing.
Jason, they have a whole ass living room, and they didn't put a TV in the living room. They put a TV.
Here's my criticism. My criticism is to have those windows to outside reflecting right in the television. With no curtains.
They're not just windows, though. They're doors. The chairs are blocking the doors. It's weird. There's like three sets of doors. Why do we need so many freaking doors?
You said doors a lot.
Yeah.
How many times are you going to say doors tonight? French doors.
How many sets of doors are we going to have in this new house?
What's Heather's favorite movie is Val Kilmer in The Doors.
Her favorite band is The Doors.
It is. Yeah, a lot of ceiling fans, too. Are you going to replace all the ceiling fans?
Oh, yes. Yeah, those ceiling fans look like they're... The other thing about this house is that everything is mixed-matched. Like, they couldn't afford some things, maybe, or like they
tried to
do cheapo.
But then other things are
cheapo.
Really nice.
Yeah, it's just
I guess they're not fans of the show. Otherwise, after tonight, they're not fans of the show anymore.
Probably not, no.
Well, they insulted... That's it. I'm going to leave an upper decker for them before they move in.
Oh,
I hope not. Yeah. That would be horrible.
They have a lot of ceiling fans in there too. So this stuff, it looks like, am I to guess that they put an extension on this house at some point?
Yes. So they even filled in the garage and made it an extension.
Oh boy. Yeah, so you don't have a garage anymore?
No.
No. And I'm okay with that.
That's fine.
Cause we have a big ass pantry.
Yeah.
And that's all I need.
Moi. I was going to say something else, so I just said moi several times. Moi.
Do you have a garage at your house? I don't remember.
I do. It doesn't house any vehicles, but it's a garage nonetheless.
Same as ours.
I was in there today. I was trying to clear out space. Have you ever like gone to like, you have like stuff to do in the house and you have stuff you have to clean out and there's just, you don't know where to begin. So instead of doing it, you just go back inside and sit in a chair.
Absolutely.
And do nothing at all. That's what I've been doing for the past couple months.
Yeah. The garage can defeat people. And it did that to us for a long time. But the other week, we went out there and we really kicked some major ass, didn't we? I mean, I feel like we did a really good job out there.
Yeah.
That was very enthusiastic. Okay. Yeah.
Well,
are you disagreeing?
We clean out the garage like every like 6 months. And we always say it looks great. But then it gets back to disaster town in like 3 weeks. So
disaster town.
Yeah.
Good old disaster town.
You ever been there?
Welcome to disaster town.
Walk into our garage.
Welcome to New York. What? No. Yeah, but it was, this has been one of those weekends. I thought I had time to do stuff and then I just got tired because I helped my parents close their pool this morning. And I was like, oh, this won't take long. It was 3 hours. And then all of a sudden it's like almost 2 o'clock and I'm like, well, I guess we should eat lunch. And then it's just like, well, I'm sitting there and I'm like, it's almost five. I guess I'll go in the garage. And then I'm like, it's gonna take too long, man.
You've given yourself enough time to move one box.
I did, but I did. I cleaned off. I'm making progress. I'm throwing things away that I'm just like, I'm never gonna use this. Or, you know, I bought this caulk in 2011. I don't think it's good anymore. I'm just gonna throw it out. I also bought a lot of spray paint at one point.
Dude, it's weird that you're saying all this because this is exactly what we found in our garage.
Yeah.
To a T. Except, it was ever no, all no, of no. what you just said.
Not so much spray paint, though. We got rid of that like a year and a half or 2 years ago, and I got in big trouble.
Why?
Well, yeah, but we had like so many cans of spray paint. So I was just like dumping it in the trash can. And at one point, I took a can and I threw it. And it just went,
oh, I forgot about that.
And it smelled so bad. I had to stop working. We had to open the garage door and like move the trash can out to try not to die. It was so bad.
But you saw things that night and it was great.
Yeah, right?
Hey, Chris, ever huffed paint?
Oh, it was such a party.
Oh, it was bad. I called my dad and asked if we were going to die, but he said we wouldn't. So
I'm glad you called him to get the advice. Are we gonna die?
You're going to die unless you eat hot dogs.
Right, you must eat a lot of hot dogs.
Thanks, Dad. No problem.
I love going around telling people that Heather's father is a hot dog salesman. I just comes across.
He's
like,
a hot dog salesman.
I love it. I just love that.
He gives you his card and it's on a bun. Here's
yes!
my card.
Oh my God. How amazing would that be?
He doesn't even have a card.
And they cost way too much because everything's in a roll.
You know, those rolls are surprisingly expensive when you got to buy as many as my dad does.
It's very true. And yesterday was, on Saturday, was Rosh Hashanah. So we had some non-traditional food because it's a Jewish holiday. But we... My Rachel made some stuffed cabbage, so it was very good. And then she made some Brussels sprouts, roasted Brussels sprouts, roasted cauliflower, mashed potatoes.
Oh my God, y'all were farting that night.
Oh, let me tell you. And then we had for dessert some Jewish apple cake, and then we finished it off with threw some logs in the chimney and had a nice little fire at the evening.
Dude, your night was amazing. All the food was amazing.
The Jewish apple cake is my favorite. When she makes it, it's fantastic. It's my favorite cake.
I'm so jealous.
And I'm just like, yeah, she uses Honeycrisp apples, which is my favorite apple.
Oh my God, I'm getting so hot.
Did your pants just get tighter?
Oh my God.
But, you know, it's funny because the whole family then afterwards, a few hours later, is just, you know, they're tooting. And I look at Rachel and I'm just like, well, what did you expect? She's like, yeah, I know. I fed you cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and cauliflower.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, yeah, it was a very fibrous evening.
Stuffed cabbage. Stuffed cabbage is like one of the greatest things ever.
Oh, it's excellent. It's more Polish than it because it has the pork mixture in there, which isn't a very Jewish thing to do. But yeah, I have like an authentic Polish recipe that was passed down from
that's awesome.
A relative of a friend. But, you know, it was all handwritten with the crazy instructions like you always find on old recipes. Just like, oh, use a box of rice. What does that mean? What's a box of rice? Yeah, like it's stuff like that. It's just like
no measurements.
Use a package of this.
Right.
What is that? This has to be precise, man.
Use a beef.
Use a beef. Throw some beef in a pan with onion. How much onion? Son of a bee! God damn it! Figure it out. There's old recipes because they're just meant to remind you because you usually learn them. You what? That's how I learned how to cook from like all of my older relatives. They were just like, come here, you know, we're going to cook this. I'm going to cook it here. Come over. I'll show you how to do it. Okay. So you watch, you pay attention, and then they give you the terrible notes, and you just remember cues. There's this one pasta dish that I got from, it's on my great-grandparents' side, Sicilian. But it's basically pasta with fennel. Pasta Finocchio, if you wanted to look it up. But it's
Pinocchio? Like a fennel. Like Pinocchio from the...
Well, Finocchio is fennel in Italian, at least their slang version of it.
Italian.
Yeah. Like another thing they would always say if they had to go pee, they had a pashati. So that you could start using that. It's just like, I got a pashati. I'll be right back.
Pashati?
Pashati. Piss.
That sounds like... Isn't that a... I thought that was a drink. Wasn't that a drink?
I have pashati? No idea what you're saying.
No, I'm being serious. I thought that was...
Are you thinking of... Pins cup? No, he's thinking of pastrami, which is a...
Oh, yeah, meat. Pastrami. Thank you.
That's not a drink.
That's where you go in the bathroom and eat pastrami.
Yeah.
Basil is buzzily gall. You know, it's all the different things they have. But it's made with the fennel and tomato sauce and anchovies. So it's my it's one of my favorite dishes that everyone hates when I cook it. Because anchovies stink, but I love anchovies. Little secret about me. I love anchovies. Yum.
See, it sounds like you had a lovely weekend. Evening. You had a lovely evening full of food and fun. Heather and I, we came home last night from our day of running and doing our normal Saturday things. Came home. Did we do something important yesterday that I'm totally missing?
Yes, we picked up a mattress.
Oh, yeah, we picked up. My dad gave us a king-size mattress because he bought a new one.
I figured you just picked it up. You didn't, like, take it.
Yeah, we just picked it up.
Look how strong we are.
Right. Okay, we're done. Bye.
Next.
My father bought a Sleep Number or something, and he's like, here, I bought this mattress, like, 6 months ago. He's like, I want you to have it. Just come pick it up. You can use it at your new house. And I was like, oh, that's great. Okay, cool. So we went and picked that up. Anyway, that's I don't even know why I'm talking about that. So anyway, we come home last night and I told Heather, I said, I haven't had a beer in like, I don't know, feels like months now. Because I bought pumpkin beer a couple months ago, had a couple, and that was the last time I drank anything alcoholic. And I was like, Heather, and I've also been dieting, by the way. I said, Heather, I'm going to have my pumpkin beers tonight. It's going to be my cheat night. And we also got carrot cake. And I was like, I'm going to have the carrot cake.
You said carrot cake very oddly, just like carrot cake.
Carrot cake. We had the Kakarot cake from Dragon Ball Z. I had my pumpkin beer. We had a nice steak dinner. Got down to the basement last night. I'm on my second beer, and I felt like it hit me like a ton of bricks. And drinking usually doesn't do that to me because, you know, I'm kind of a slow drinker. Usually doesn't catch up to me that hardcore. It caught up to me hardcore last night. And we're watching a movie called Happy Death Day. If I have anything to say this weekend or this episode of the podcast, Happy Death Day is an amazing film.
It looked really funny, and it's PG-13, right?
Maybe. But
I don't think so.
It's great. It's a horror Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. And we bought both of them. They were both $10 for both. On Vudu. So we bought them both, and we were watching the second one last night, but I ended up passing out. Anyway, I'm telling stories like Heather. So I drank my beers. I had three of them last night. Went to bed. Woke up this morning. Dude, felt like complete ass. Complete ass. I couldn't even believe how horrible I was feeling. I had been dragging all day long feeling horrible. And did I just say horrible?
Horrible.
Horrible. Trash. I felt horrible, and I've come to realize I'm old, and what has happened? What has happened to me? I've become old, and I can't drink anymore. I remember talking to one of my friends years ago, and he's a lot older than me by, like, I don't know, 20 years, and he goes, he and I would drink and go out and do, you know, go to concerts and stuff and drink, and one time he's like, I can't drink anymore. He goes, I have like one beer and that's it. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Have a couple beers with me. He couldn't do it. He just said, I'm not doing it. I refuse to do it. I am understanding why he refuses to do it now. It's because it puts me on my ass.
Yeah, I don't have that issue. I'll drink to excess like twice a year so I don't get all snobby about it. But typically I try to keep my stuff together. Because I like having my bearings about me, and I don't like being hung over in the morning. But best intentions don't always come out there. But those beers you had, they're heavy beers. And hold on, I got one right here. I'm gonna pull it out. Pull it out.
if I could get it.
So these, it was Greater Pumpkin, correct?
Yes, that's it. With a skull on the top. I love the skull.
Yeah. These were 10% alcohol by volume.
And for those of you out there,
need a comparison, a regular beer is anywhere from 4.5 to 5 of your normal Budweiser's or Miller's, etc. Your typical beer will be around 5%. So you had like double that, plus you had 3 of them.
Yeah.
So I could see that. Did you have a lot of did you have a lot to eat?
I did, actually. I ate a lot of food.
He told me that he was only going to have one. I said, no, you won't. You're going to have more. And he had more.
Well, so there were 3 left of that beer. And I was like, I'll just go
ahead
and
drink them and finish them. There's always an excuse. You said you were going to have one. And I said, no, you're not. And you argued with me.
Well, who cares? I was having a nice night.
You can do whatever you want. But, like, just don't be a liar.
Did you pour them into a glass?
No. He never does.
Yeah, I drink them directly from the bottle.
Always with higher beers like that. This is my snobbiness coming out. Always pour them into a glass. And you know, there's 2 reasons. One, you let the carbonation get out and expand. That way, when you're drinking it, you're not letting the carbonation happen in your belly.
No, he likes to burp.
Well, you'll still burp, but action will happen in the glass instead of your stomach. Mm. If you think about that, when you pour it into a glass, that'll happen inside. So you let that open. You let that open up, and that way you're not as gassy. Number one.
Hmm. Well, good to know.
It'll help. It'll help bring out the flavor in the beer too.
Okay, so that's the second part. Is that it? You said there's 2 parts, and the second part.
Yeah, the second part
is
it brings out the. It'll typically aerate and bring out the flavor in the beer itself.
Excellent.
You're not going to get that a lot in Budweiser and like Sam Adams stuff. I was starting to drink out of the bottle again. Back on the bottle. But like for their Boston Lager or even Oktoberfest, that's fine in a bottle. I just sat there. And I'm just like, I'm having 2 beers tonight. And I'm like, gush, gush, gush. And I'm like, well, that went down too fast. Let's have another.
So we do have a live audience. Eric Maya says, next for Chris, he will break a toe whilst putting on socks.
Whilst.
Mm. Go and Go says, I've never had pumpkin beer before. It's fantastic.
I've been getting hangovers from drinking since I was like 23 or 24, like to the point where I don't even drink now, and I'm only 30. I don't drink alcohol ever.
That's fine. There's no shame in that either.
But it's
save
horrible.
Money and you save, huh?
It's horrible. I used to be able to drink a good amount. I mean, not saying I want to get like wasted every weekend, but damn, like I can't even like sit down with a beer. One beer will give me the worst nausea and headache the next day. Mm. It's just horrible.
Yeah, well, Heather doesn't drink.
My wife had that issue after she had her gallbladder out. She couldn't really deal with it anymore, so she doesn't do it as much, or hardly ever.
Well, I didn't have my gallbladder out.
When you pour it in a glass, do you use ice? No ice.
No, and I never use a frosted glass either. I'll cover that next question. No. But then again, I'm also drinking a beer right now called Unicorn Farts. By the way, I did post
the one from
the video.
Well, no, it's from the local one, right?
Duclaw, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's called Unicorn. By the way, I posted a new video for the Swoboda Sip Show, as I'm calling it. And I had recorded it a couple weeks ago before I went to the beach, and I didn't do anything with it because I was just like, ugh. But it didn't take me that long to put together.
How is the unicorn farts? Does it taste like unicorn farts?
I mean, I guess. I haven't inhaled the fart of a unicorn in quite some time. But it's good. It's a glittered sour, but it's very, like, orangey. Like, I could taste a lot of orange in it. But there's supposed to be edible glitter, but you can't really see it. So
I wonder who came up with the name of that. That's pretty impressive.
It's the donut. It's a donut from Diablo Donuts, and it's made with fruity cereal. But it's based off of that. But yeah, it's great. And like the name Unicorn Farts is just so lovely. It makes me giddy.
Do they call the donut the Unicorn Farts?
Yeah, it's a unicorn fart donut because it has cereal on top of it.
I like that. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. And the other awful news of the I did have bad news this week. I've mentioned it before, since February or so, I discovered I had a plantar wart on my foot.
So on the
ball of my left foot. And I've been going to the doctor, and I've been walking poorly, and I think that's leading to my pain. I have pain in my one leg that I'm favoring now, and my calf on my leg that has the plantar warts, like, shrinking. like my calves aren't even any longer.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because I've been walking funny for so long, and I'm just, yeah, everyone's sick of hearing it. So I went and got my treatment this past week, and the doctor's just like, Jesus Christ, this thing, because he just, that's how he tastes, just like, Christ, this thing's still big.
That's exactly what you want to hear the doctor say.
He goes, this is like, there's a hole in my foot. Like, it's seriously probably a half inch into my foot at this point, an open hole. Sorry for anyone. Don't listen to this while you're eating. But he's just like, look, here's the option. They have this. He goes, we could keep doing the freezing treatments, which doesn't seem to be doing anything. And I'm like, yeah, I said, my copay is coming in here every single time. I've spent over $400 just on copays. So, yeah, let's get this over with, please. So he's just, they had this other treatment called, it's basically called Beetlejuice. And it's the extract of this blister beetle that they put on it, and it makes the area blister and try to pull the wart out of you. But it's super painful. When I was a kid, I had a plantar wart, and that was the last treatment I ever got. And it was the most pain I had been in up at that point. It's been like 30 some years. And it's on the same foot. And he's just like, you know, I wonder, that could be the same wart that's just been dormant.
Oh my God.
I said for 30 years. He goes, yeah, it can happen. And I was like, son of a
dude, this is the same story of Jeepers Creepers.
It is. I'm living a horror movie. So the other, I just said, I'm not doing the Beetlejuice treatment because it's not going to work. I said, so what's my other option? And he's like, surgery. And I'm like, all right, well, I guess I just have to. I said, right now? He's like, no, you have to be under anesthesia for this. I was like, oh, fudge. Wow. Yeah, I got to go. So I have to go get foot surgery now. Wow. So I have to go to a hospital. I have to take a COVID test now. Yay. So I get to experience that. Get ready for a story
there. It's not bad. We did it. It's not bad.
I hate things up my nose.
Yeah, but it's not bad. Like, you think it's bad. It's not bad. I promise.
Okay. If you say so.
I'm telling you, it's not. It'll be fine.
They'll yank it out, and I'll just be like, "Ooba stank." But yeah, so I have to go there, and then I have to be knocked out, and then I have like to take antibiotics, and I have to do all this other shit. So I'm not looking forward to this, but I get to, like, because I have stairs in my house. So I'm just like, God, the stairs are going to be awful. But I guess I could slide down on my butt and slide. I just don't know how it's going to work. But
oh, dude,
whatever.
This is horrible. I mean, anything to do with your feet is just not good. It's not fun.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
I don't like it. I don't like this. But, you know, I'm sick of walking. I'm sick of being in pain. Everyone's sick of hearing me talk about it. So this could be over now. This year has just been really crappy, but adding that, it's just making it feel like it's even more painful.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So why not get it? And I'm hopeful that it's done way before Thanksgiving instead of or right after Thanksgiving. That's what I have hope for.
Yeah.
Well, just book it that way.
Well, I got to wait. I'm assuming they're going to call me tomorrow. I'm already getting like stomach pains thinking about it. So.
Oh, you'll be fine.
I know I'll be fine.
You'll be great.
Yeah.
It's always easy to say that when you're not doing it, Heather.
I know.
It's true. But then again, you remember my story about how after my vasectomy, what happened there, and that was supposed to be no big deal. But at least for this one, I'll be knocked out. Yeah. But, you know, I know that once they cut to my foot, the stitches probably won't dissolve now, and it'll get infected. I'll have to go on a second round. I'm going to have I just know there's going to be complications for it. But then again, that's why I have stories to tell, huh? Yeah, so that was my good bit of news. So it didn't So I'm like, I'm laxing on my night treatments because those burn for like 20 minutes at a time. So I don't have to deal with that. So hopefully I'll get a nice little feeling back in my foot till I can't walk on it again for
that's
a while.
Good.
Yeah, that sucks. That sucks.
Well,
and hopefully they won't schedule it on October 8th, the same day the Funko drop happens.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're out for all of it.
I'm out. Hey, did I get Snake Plissken? Shut up, kid.
Shut up.
What are you talking about? Snake who?
I remember when I got my wisdom teeth out, I woke up and I came out because they give you the gas for that one. But I had come out of, I was loopy. And I was singing Lou Rawls' You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine. And like, I was singing. Like, I just kept going, you'll never find as long as you live. And my wife just goes, honey, just shut up. Shh, keep quiet. And I was like, what are you talking about? What? I'm just singing. Fine.
That's interesting. They didn't use that stuff on me for my wisdom teeth. I ended up getting like a shot or something. That's how they ended up.
They just told you to suck it up. They're just like, no. Suck it up.
You know, it's funny we're talking about this because when I had my wisdom out, they hit me with whatever the stuff was, and the doctor said, all right, count backwards 10 to 1 or whatever, 10, 9, and it was like, boom, I was out.
Yep,
and
right
then,
away.
Boom, I felt like I just woke right back up. It was like they put me out and woke me back up within like a second. And I remember waking up and I had all this stuff in my mouth and the doctor's looking at me and he's like, how are you feeling? And I'm like, oh my God, it's done. Like how could that be? It's insane. But it was done. Thank you, Zach. That's awesome of you. I got $2.
Aww.
Thank you so much.
What?
My son was telling me today that he got put under for his, he had some teeth. He had some dentist
stuff.
That's
good. He has teeth.
Yeah, he has teeth. He has some dentist. He had some dentist stuff going, and they ended up using the laughing gas on him. And he was explaining to all of us. This is the first time he ever told me this. He said he was sitting in the chair, and his arms grew really, really long. He said, and then all at once he was like in a galaxy somewhere, and he said he was floating around in space. And I'm like looking at him, and I'm like, oh my God! Like this all it is was working, I guess, in his brain. It was like he was super, super high.
Your son was high.
Yeah.
He's 9 years old.
I know.
And he was high.
They're like, you know, they were like, well, how did it feel? Did you like it or something like that? And he's like, I didn't like it. It was scary. So, Kano Collectibles, thank you.
It's a weird feeling to like come out of that. I don't like it. That's why I don't ever like when people like film their kids and put it on the internet. I always think that's fucked up. Like you just shouldn't do that. You shouldn't film your kids and then like profit off of them like that.
I agree.
Like, oh, look at the silly stuff that they did. Plus it's going to mess them up too.
Right.
Like, it's not cool.
Yeah. It's goofy.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
A lot of people make a lot of money off that crap, man. You know, they go viral and everything else of the kid, like all pie and then sometimes the kids are fighting. There was one girl who thought that her tongue came off, and she was like talking about her tongue. I can't talk, and blah 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 blah. And I'm like, oh my God, that girl is like in a horror show right now.
Oh wait, how much money are we talking about here? Hold on, maybe I'll reconsider.
How much? Oh yeah, no kidding.
Are we talking like Chewbacca mask lady money, or are we talking more like Chocolate Rain money? I got to know which is the difference.
Well, here's the funny thing: we were talking to somebody at. Heather, it's one of Heather's dad's friends, was over, and he was talking to us about our YouTube channel, and he's like, yeah, I posted a YouTube video once. He goes, I'm still making money off of it to this day. And I'm like, what? He goes, yeah. He goes, I made thousands of dollars off this video. He said upwards of $10,000 off this video. It has millions of views, and basically it's his kid in sand, and he puts up like a something over top of his head. And then, in the video, he removes it, and it's the kid under there saying, let me out, let me out. It was something stupid like that. And then the video had millions of hits.
Wow.
Who was it? Yeah. What are you talking? I've never heard this story.
It was your dad's ex-girlfriend's. Remember the two people? It was the husband
guy?
And wife. The guy. It was like
the
his
guy.
Kid.
It was the guy.
Remember the kid that we hung out with on the beach that one time?
Yeah.
That kid.
So he put something on his head?
Like a bucket. Yeah, and it was like the kid was, you know, neck deep, like from neck down in sand. He buried him.
Like Ted Danson in Tales from the Dark Side.
Yeah, it's just like really bizarre, really bizarre kind of thing. But it was like funny, like a comedy kind of a thing. Oh. And he got all these hits and he made thousands of dollars off it. So like here I'm sitting here telling him about my back then, I don't know how many subs we had, maybe like 1500. He's like, so I have this video on YouTube, I make all this money, how about you? And I'm like, nothing like that, sir.
I'm so sorry, sir.
I once bought a Snickers with our revenue.
Right, exactly. I bought a candy bar once.
The last 2 years I got a Snickers.
sir. Yeah, I'm waiting to get monetized. I'm not monetized yet on my beer videos. I told Rachel, I said my goal for these is just to get some a free beer at one point.
There you go.
And someone would just go, here, try this weird beer for me. Like, no problem. I'll drink that. I'll drink it.
We got monetization quickly only because I had posted videos about the band Ghost that were like live videos. And we got to the point of monetization. So then I basically quieted those videos. I put those on like private. And then the rest of our stuff became monetized. This is back when we had like, I don't know, like 300 subscribers or something.
But I'm still learning. Yeah, they said you had to have like 1,000 subscribers or 1,000 views, which I don't remember. I forget what the heck it was.
Something goofy.
Yeah, something goofy.
But at that time, we had about 6,500 views because of those videos.
So you're saying I should just upload a Ghost concert and then
yes,
exactly. You catch on fast.
And then I'm choking now. And then I'll be set. It's always good when you choke on a podcast.
Hey.
But people love hearing that.
They really do.
We should have the greatest hits of just people coughing and sneezing and
vomiting.
Yeah. Oh, no vomit.
I don't like vomit.
What's worse, the vomit or the smell of vomit or the smell of pee?
Vomit.
Or the smell of poo? Which is the worst of all the smells?
Pee is on
vomit.
Pee is on the bottom. Vomit?
Not for me.
I have a legitimate fear.
Of vomiting?
Yes. Oh. Vomiting, vomit. I want nothing to do with it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to smell it. I don't want to taste it. I don't want to do it. I don't want anything.
I tend to not want to taste it.
Yeah.
I skipped over on those beers.
Yeah. No, I want nothing.
Try this new vomit IPA.
I want nothing. So we went to BJ's yesterday.
Hold on real quick. Thanks, Mike H. Appreciate you.
Oh, Mike H. just gave us $5 for my sticker fund. Thank you very much. Except it'll probably go towards Kit Kat. Sorry.
Ooh.
Thank you. We went to BJ's yesterday. Okay. It's like a Costco or Sam's Club. It's a wholesale club if you don't have one near where you're at. And there was this woman as we were walking out, she had paper towels over top of something on the floor. And I was like, oh my God, if I have to walk past fucking vomit, I'm going to vomit. I instantly get a panic attack. I mean, and that panic attack will last forever. It is so horrible. I hate vomit. I hate it. It is just like, ugh. Luckily, he had like just dropped some like potato salad or something.
Which made you vomit.
No, it didn't. Thank goodness. I didn't have to have a panic attack or like freak out.
Heather's like, you know, there's one thing there's one sound that makes me vomit, and that's the sound of potato salad hitting the floor. And it's like, and you're like, bleh. I'm not a fan. You know, all right. So, you know, with having kids and stuff, like when they would have yogurt or milk, that was always the worst. Like that fermented dairy. Always the worst. Always the worst. But it was always like the yogurt. And like baby yogurt, was it Yo Baby, I think it was called. Like feeding the children that, and they would just like upchuck it immediately. And it was like, because it smelled bad before they ate it, and then they ate it and it smelled even worse.
Yeah, one time Chris's son threw up, and this was like maybe a year after he and I started dating. Even if he threw up now, I would have a fit. I hate vomit. So
you check out.
We went to like some Christmas thing in Baltimore, and then we decided to go out to a restaurant afterwards. We were going to sit down and eat and have a nice dinner at a place we had never been to. Mm-hmm. Well, he starts crying because he's saying his stomach hurts. And like, when he was like five at the time, like four or five. When he was that age, he played a lot of like little kid games, like, you know, I don't feel good, or just always had an excuse if he didn't want to do something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Turns out he wasn't lying.
Yeah, it turns out he wasn't lying. I thought he just didn't feel like sitting in a restaurant and he just wanted to be home and like play with his toys or whatever. And he's like, my stomach hurts. And then he started like really crying. And we were like, okay, we got to get out of here. Like, I think this is real. So we get our food to go. And we get home. And he takes like a bite of his grilled cheese. And that's it. And this kid can eat. So mm-hmm. I was like, oh, shit. So we lay him down for bed. And like an hour or two passes. And Chris and I are finally ready for bed ourselves. And we're in the bathroom brushing our teeth, and all of a sudden we hear him crying. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, no.
So Chris says, can you go check on him? I said, Chris, he threw up. I already know it. I don't want to go in there. I'm sorry. He said, please.
She wanted nothing to do with it.
Please just check to make sure he's okay. And I am all about, you know, are you okay? What can I do to help? Vomit? Mm-mm. Nope.
Yep.
Nope. I will clean up. I will clean up blood all day. If you shit your pants, I will clean that up. I don't care anything but vomit. If you have a bloody nose, I will catch it in my freaking hands.
Oh.
Vomit, I cannot do. I open the door. He says, I threw up. I slammed the door as hard as I could. I said, Chris, I am so sorry. Take that toothbrush out of your mouth and go and clean that up. I don't want to smell it. I don't want to see it. I want nothing to do with it. I don't even want to go near him. Like, I can't do it. And I feel so horrible because I love him dearly, but don't fucking throw.
I dig it. I sympathize with that. And you know, fortunately my son is a professional. Like if he knows he's going to get sick, he makes it to the toilet every single time. My daughter takes after me, never throws up. I imagine that once she becomes of age to explore alcohol, she's going to be meeting it just like I did. So at that point, she'll still probably find the toilet. But yeah, we're not a big vomiting family. My wife and son, they tend to fall on the vomiting side. If I'm vomiting, something's really wrong, like something's bad. So I don't do that. I don't do those sorts of things.
Good. I'm very happy for you.
We're not a very vomitous family.
Good.
I side. I take full credit for that. Ugh. Plus I booch. So.
Ugh. On the topic of vomiting, your boy Snowden says, my family was in Disney World one time, and my little brother, aunt, and little cousin and I get in line for TOT.
Tower of Terror?
Tower of Terror. I spooked my little brother. I spooked my little brother so badly he puked on me, and I deserved it. That's terrible. I
would throw the little brother in the trash can. He's just gone.
I last couple of times that I vomited, I laugh in between.
Were you
vomiting
last time? Because I'm pretty sure that was like the worst night of your life.
No, I did. And
what the?
Because
fuck?
I laugh because it cracks me up of how uncontrollable the human body gets when you're vomiting. Because I was just like, there's nothing I can do. I'm just throwing up and it's just going, and I'm making all these crazy noises. And I'm hearing the noises that I'm making. And it's like I'm being, like my body is being possessed or something. And after I was done throwing up, I'm like, like laughing about it. Seriously, I guess it's kind of more.
You're just like, you dumb bastard. You don't get, you're like in those movies, like you just don't get it, do you?
The worst throwing up story that I have is that one night, Heather and I went out and got food from a place local to us, or local to our old house. I got this sandwich that I always got. It was a.
It's so good.
What
too.
Kind of sandwich was it?
French dip, but yeah, I haven't French had one.
It was called. It was called a cheeseburger, I believe. That sandwich. It's a very famous sandwich.
But I got the French dip, and it's a great sandwich from this place. They do a really good job with it. And
not that
day. I ate it, and I gulped it down real fast. And to this day, I really believe that I was food poisoned.
Yes.
Heather ate. I ate. Max ate. Everybody else is fine. I go and lay down. In the middle of the night, I just start feeling like my stomach just starts doing these weird things. Mm-hmm. And I have the feeling like something's in my throat between here, like between my, like the top of my chest to my throat. It's like something is there and it won't move.
And do you get like the saliva starts going?
Sort
like
of, yeah.
It just starts producing out there. You're just like, God damn it, this is going to happen, isn't it?
Exactly.
Son of a bitch.
And so then I started like sweating profusely. And I'm now laying in bed and I'm rolling around a lot, just sweating and feeling ill.
He wouldn't stop. I remember this. He kept waking me up, like not even meaning to.
And Heather and I, finally, it's like 6 a.m. and I had to go to work. It was like a work day for me.
I had to go to work. It was a Saturday.
No, it was a Friday. It was like a weekday because I had to take off. But Heather was like, I got to go to work. Are you going to be okay? And I looked at her and I was like, I'm going to be honest. I don't know. And she's like, well, are you going to throw up or what? And I was like, I don't know. And it was almost in that same very moment right there. It was like it hit me because we were talking about it. It made me sick. I ran to the toilet and I vomited and I just couldn't even stop. And by the time I was done, I was like ghost white. I was sweating.
He stumbled out of the bathroom and he tried to kiss me after this.
Well, I was trying to give you a goodbye kiss.
No, do not ever do that.
I was trying to be sweet to you. But I walked out.
I said, get the F away from me. And I, like, after that happened, I said, I really care about you, but I am not kissing you. And I just, I said, I hope you feel better as I'm running out the door. I do not do vom. I was like, I'm getting out of here before he does it again. I don't want to hear it again. Like, I don't want to get those vomit kisses.
Vomit kiss. That's like the song Butterfly Kisses, but it's like, I'm giving you vomit kisses. Ugh. Say goodbye.
So I felt really sick, and obviously I got it all up, and I went and laid down, and it was like my body just started like coming back to normal again. It was really, really weird. It was like I was going back to being regular Chris.
You got the poison out.
I got the poison. Yeah, I got get the poison out of your system.
Get that poison out of your system.
So I got the poison out of my system, and I was completely fine after that. I took off work for no reason, practically. And so, I was just afraid I was going to get sick again.
I got
food. Yeah, plus you need to recoup after that.
Yeah.
Oh,
Drink some Gatorade.
I got food poisoning. It was shortly after Chris and I first started dating. It was actually on my birthday, on my actual birthday. It was 2015. And I got food poisoning. I decided, you know, it's my birthday. It was a Saturday that year. I'm going to treat myself. I had gotten sushi. I just started working at a new job. I had opened a salon studio and like that Monday or Tuesday. And I was like, you know what? There's a sushi place next door. I'm going to go get me some sushi. And I never eat raw sushi. I've never had it. No interest in that. I always get cooked sushi. Well, I don't know if it was undercooked or if there was some sort of cross-contamination. But
sushi is tend to not be cooked. But
well, what I got was cooked.
This sushi's undercooked.
No, what I got was cooked. I always get cooked if I eat sushi
the raw shrimp platter? I would like that. I would like some raw shrimp.
Oh god.
So as the day goes on, I start feeling worse and worse and worse, and finally I decide, you know, to go to Chris's house, and he was like, I'm gonna cook you a nice dinner. How's spaghetti sound? And I said, I'm gonna be honest with you, I am very grateful that you want to do something like that for me, but my stomach feels weird, and I don't think I can handle that. So, like, that night, I just kept getting worse and worse. I ended up passing out on the couch. I was so sick. He made, like, turkey burgers or something, and I could hardly eat. Mm. And I felt so sick, I couldn't even drink. So finally, after, like, a few hours of being asleep on the couch, I'm woken up by, I guess, how bad I feel. I stand up. I ended up blacking out. And I'm assuming it's because there was just something wrong, like some, either the food poisoning or maybe it was from me not like staying hydrated like I should have. I don't know. But I called my dad in a panic and I was like, listen, I don't know what's going on, but I don't want to like, I didn't want to hinder Chris with it because Chris and I had just started dating. So I called my dad. I was like, can you please pick me up? Something's like real messed up. He picks me up. And I remember going to lay down I actually lived at home at this time, technically.
Mm-hmm.
I laid down in my bed, and after like maybe 30 minutes, I get up and I'm like, man, I'm going to throw up. And I ended up not throwing up, but I regret not throwing up because I have the feeling had I done that, I would mm-hmm. have felt so much better. But instead, I held it in.
Mm-hmm.
And my stomach was messed up for like 2 or 3 weeks.
So to this day, I still need to throw up. Right?
No, it was bad.
Man. So what? All right. So what is our go-to? Like if you're feeling sick like that, for me, when I was a kid, it was always a grilled cheese, and I loved oodles and noodles, or like ramen.
Oh, I like love oodles and noodles.
Just the packet of it, and I would always like that. That was like my go-to: the chicken oodles and noodles. And I guess it really didn't matter. By the way, they have renamed. Remember, because they had the three flavors: they had beef, chicken, or four beef, chicken, shrimp, and they used to have Oriental flavor. Mm-hmm. The Oriental flavor is now soy sauce. Oh. We couldn't. Oh. It all of a sudden hit us. I'm just like, oh. Because I'm like, where did they used to have the other flavor? It's like, yeah, it's soy sauce now. It's like, oh, gotcha. Okay. That's fine. Why couldn't they call it that before?
Right.
Right. No, because times were different then.
Times were different then. It was okay to call something that.
Yeah. Well, we don't have the Washington Redskins anymore either. So.
Hey, but you know what? The Washington football team, that's a good name for a football team.
Yeah. You know, it.
That's a great. Well, they should just go back to that. They should just have, like, instead of the Ravens, just have the Baltimore Football Club.
Yeah.
Baltimore Football Club.
It's very to the point.
It sounds like you're like, do, 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 and here comes the Baltimore Football Club as they come out marching forward. And of course, they wished a very happy World Series to the Baltimore Baseball Club. And of course, the Baltimore Baseball Club faces off against the New York Metropolitans this weekend, and it's going to be a best out of three series. All right.
Like
apparently Ed Sullivan called those games. But
that's awesome.
Do. By the way, on YouTube audio, there's all this like Marine marching music that's free.
Okay.
To use in your videos, so you should consider doing that.
Oh, perfect.
So you can sit there and you can make highlight reels. Like, dar, 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 dar. It's the Castlecast Football Club as they go. And they're going against the Rough Riders.
The Rough Riders.
Oh, that was that rap group. Do you remember the Rough Riders?
I do. I very much so.
That's good. I like it.
All right. So anyway, it was grilled cheese noodles. But what was like what's our go-to? Like you're not feeling it. You haven't eaten. What are you going to just to ease back into food again?
Chicken noodle soup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Crackers or toast. I'm toast is very mild. Bananas, because they tend to make your stomach feel better. Ginger ale always makes a bellyache feel better.
Mm-hmm. Smells great.
Yeah, but to make your stomach feel better, definitely mild stuff.
Chris.
For me, it's going to be the what is that noodle soup we get all the time?
Lipton. Boxed one.
Yeah, the
small little noodles.
Yeah, and I like the double noodles, and I like to drop in egg noodles, like a bag of egg noodles, inside of in that same pot. It comes out really, really good. It's a secret.
I thought you were just going to eat like a bag of egg noodles. Just
No, it just goes really good. Like if you make that Lipton and drop egg noodles in it.
No, you make them separately. Chris likes to put them in with the noodles, but I like to do them separately because if you put them in with the noodles, it turns very gelatinous.
I know what you mean there.
Chicken noodle jello. It's gross.
I love it. I could do it all day. I'm happy with it. Right. That's mine. And then some Mike H says Gatorade. I usually like to do some Gatorade as well. Gatorade definitely helps me rehydrate.
It's got what plants want.
Tons of water. I need to have tons of water. Stuff like that. Worst case scenario, I'll go to Chick-fil-A and get their chicken noodle soup because their chicken noodle soup is pretty good.
It is pretty good. You know, when I was a kid, the only thing that would help me stop throwing up was warm Coke.
Ew. But
but it had to be warm. It couldn't be cold. It had to be warm Coca-Cola out of a can.
I hear a lot of people talking about the warm Coca-Cola. I've never done it myself.
Yeah. It settles your stomach almost immediately.
That is so weird. I've never heard of that.
And it removes acid off of a car battery too. if you ever have that happen.
Good. Good to know. Something you should definitely be drinking.
It's the weirdest thing. It's like, oh, here's this thing you just drank. By the way, it removes acid off of the contacts in your car battery. Oh, anything else it does? Yeah, it'll remove, it'll turn silver. It'll get rid of all the the stuff on silver. Oh, great. Anything else? I think that we should be at about an hour now, I think. I think that should probably...
Wow, Chris, he's calling it. Oh my God, this might be the first time you've ever called it.
Because you decided to talk for an entire hour before doing this, so Jason and I are both counting down the minutes.
We're partying. I would like to know, by the way, since we talked about ramen, what did they do with the ramen that did say Oriental on it? Like, because you know they had millions of that.
Well, I'm sure it just went out and they just changed it without anybody. I didn't even notice because all of a sudden I didn't really eat a lot of ramen noodles or oodles and noodles or, you know, the other ones in years. But then my daughter started watching anime, which I'm sure Chris now hates my daughter as a result of it. I'm sure.
Your daughter's very nice. I just want to say.
But you hate anime so much and you're just judging her now.
You know
so.
What? Anime is now anime is now Anna Bay for me. Okay.
I just want
you to, because your daughter likes it. Now I like
yes.
it.
Yes. She likes my Bay Hero Academia.
Oh.
but she wanted to try and like ramen noodles because a lot of those, they're eating ramen noodles in it. So she got into ramen. And the last restaurant we went to before everything got shut down was a ramen restaurant.
I've never had real ramen. I've only had like the shitty, you know, 19-cent ramen.
There's a place in Fells Point that was absolutely fantastic. I don't even know if they're open, but they were open right before everything shut down on St. Patrick's Day weekend. But it's super good, and you can like order it spicy. You don't have to get an egg in it if you don't want to. That type of stuff.
I believe it's still there. I've heard about that.
Yeah, but she wanted to start trying ramen at home during the day, and I'm just like, oh, where's all the other flavors? So I'm sure it changed in the past couple of years. But yeah, so it's no longer it's now soy sauce flavored, which is the same exact thing. It's the blue package. I always knew it as I always thought of blue ramen. It's blue ramen. Blue, pink, red, and orange. Those
good
are the
old
flavors.
Blue ramen.
Yeah.
Well, that does it for this episode. If you guys want to catch us, you can find the Gastrocast on YouTube and then on Instagram at Gastrocast on Instagram and just search Gastrocast on YouTube. Can't miss us. And then, of course, check out Heather's new podcast, which is a great podcast. Heather, do you want to talk about your podcast or should I?
I can. I'm watching The Office for the very first time ever, and I'm sharing my thoughts on it. So if you like The Office and you like podcasts, and I'm assuming you do like podcasts because you're listening to this, go and check out The Office Orientation. It is on Stitcher and Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And I just got notification that it is now on Google Play.
Ooh.
So that's exciting.
That's my favorite place
on
Google Play.
Go check it out. Now, by the way, on Amazon Music, you can search podcasts now.
Yes. So I need to figure out how to submit to Amazon Music.
Muzak.
I might spend some time on that tomorrow.
Okay. Derek Schaefer, I just want to throw this question out there to everybody. Did you ever have that Coke syrup shit?
Mm-mm. I know they sell.
I like
they
hell yeah. To, you ever use that Coke syrup shit?
They used to have Coke syrup and they would sell it by itself. I mean, but I never did that. But I was back in if you remember back in the 80s, the bottles of Coke, they were just like, they had a regular cap. So, but they went to plastic bottles after that. So you would get like a 16 or 20 ounce bottle, glass bottle of Coke, and it had the foam on the outside. Mm. Do you remember those?
I do.
Yeah, it used to take it like with your finger and just rip down and like make wings out of it and like make it flutter around because the styrofoam that had the label, you could just make it. You made things out of it. That's just little things.
That
people
I don't
did
remember
back
that.
Then.
I don't remember that.
Back when we were little boys, that's what we used to do to keep us entertained in between the Tiny Toon Adventures and Nintendo's.
Oh my God, Tiny Toon Adventures! What a great fucking show.
Yeah.
Okay, where can they find you, Jason?
Oh, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter and the YouTube at Swabopafet. I do some beer tastings on YouTube. You can find me on the 7 Bucks of Pop channel, doing lots of videos for them. And another quick recommendation also, Mike Becker, who founded Funko oh so many years ago, he is launching a hot sauce on Kickstarter right now, and it's called Hot Smack. Hot Smack Hot Sauce. We have it linked up on the Gasselcast We Hunt Together Facebook page. So if you get an opportunity for $30, you get $30 plus $5 shipped in the U.S., you get a shirt, you get 2 5-ounce bottles of hot sauce, you get an enamel pin of Senor Smack, you get a poster and a collectible box and a sticker. The value just for that alone, the shirt alone, I would pay $30 for. And the shirt and pin make it invaluable, but then you also get a hot sauce, and a portion of it is going to help a charity that's close to Mike Becker's heart. So if you get a chance, go check that out. Pledge something on there. They had 25% funded in the first 24 hours. So it'd be nice to see them get halfway funded by tomorrow. That would be cool.
That'd be awesome.
That would be really cool.
But yeah, so go check me out. I'm everywhere.
Boom. He's everywhere. Find him. It's not hard.
Find me.
All right, guys. It was good hanging out with you. We will catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye-byes.